This is Twit.
Apple plans to wait until 2020 before releasing an iPhone that works with 5G. This was according to Bloomberg, Mark Gurman's and friends on Bloomberg. Is this a big deal? I mean, this is what happens all the time, right? When we go to 3G and 4G, Apple waits a while, right?
Yeah,
I think we're conservative.
Oh, am I supposed to call on you guys? Oh. Is that what I'm, or you raise your hand?
No, I defer to Andy.
Renee, it's just,
I was going to say, Apple has historically been super conservative when it comes to radio technology. Like you mentioned, there was no 3G in the first iPhone. They didn't go to LTE the same time HTC did. And as someone who used the HTC Thunderbolt that lasted all of 2 hours on full charge and maybe melted its way through a table or two, it's usually because the initial chipsets are big and hot and power consuming and just aren't as good as the second and third generation chips. So Apple typically waits. And also by the time the second and third generation chips come out, the technology is actually deployed where a greater percentage, not even a large, but a greater percentage of people can use it.
One of the things that I think is really important is understanding how complicated 5G is going to be.
Yeah.
So a lot of us are talking about it, and 5G is going to come out very slowly for most of the country. It is the density of the transponders that are required, it's every 250 feet. And so there are little transponders, but there's lots of them. And it is going to be very difficult to get those out past the center of a lot of cities. And so it's probably the most expensive rollout. It's also why we're seeing such a push to get rid of net neutrality, is because of how much money is about to be spent on getting 5G rolled out. Now, once it's out, there's a lot of opportunities, but it's not going to happen by 2020. And so there's where we're going to see 5G and where we're going to feel left out, if anywhere, is going to be at large event spaces where they start to really push that. So a Moscone, an arena, those types of things are probably going to see, that, because there's a lot of point of sale opportunities that are going to be new for 5G. And so we're going to see those there. We're going to see them in dense populated areas. But as soon as you get out, I mean, literally not even get out of San Francisco, as soon as you get near the bridge, you're probably going to go back down to 4G for the foreseeable future. And so I think Apple is probably a great investment on theirs, or a great non-investment on theirs, to wait probably until 2020 or even 2021.
What does feeling left out look like? Like, what does that look like if we're, do we really need that much faster?
Yeah, that's
it's going to be incredibly fast. It's like, it's faster than your cable network. They're talking, I mean, the raw speed of the network is in the terms of gigs. They're definitely going to be able to serve you high hundreds of megabits per second. Latency is a big deal because it's going to be much lower. The latencies can be in the sub 10 range, although it probably in reality probably won't be quite that low. But it's a completely different. It's as fast or faster than your home network. I mean, what we're really looking at is for 5G is eventually getting to a point where you don't have cable at home in a Wi-Fi network, and it's probably why Apple. My guess is why Apple might have let go of Wi-Fi, because I think that 5G will slowly take over that whole era where you're not really, and that's why the advantage for T-Mobile and the advantage for a lot of other folks is being able to move into that market, the traditional cable TV market. But of course, what they need to do is, there's a lot of wrangling that they have to do. Number one is getting that density. Number two is probably negotiating zero rating for most of the media organizations, which is, again, why they probably want to get rid of net neutrality. More than anything else, they just want to zero rate a lot of things. And so there's all of that's going to be a wrestling match that's going to happen over the next 2 or 3 years. And so Apple, to the point that Renee made, all the chips will be expensive. They'll be power hungry. They won't integrate well. Second, third generation is going to be a lot better. The market, the infrastructure that they're setting into is going to be better. We will hear people complain about it by 2021 of, I went to, there was all these cool things I could do at the stadium with my Samsung, and I couldn't do it with my iPhone. But we're pretty far out. It's going to take a long time and a lot of money to get the 5G market, set up.
Andy?
Right now, the problem is that 5G is a solution for want of a problem. One of the reasons why LTE really took everyone by storm is that it solves so many problems. There are people with phones who are like, God, why can't I watch Netflix on the bus? Or why can't I upload this like 1080p video to my friends and to my feed and have to, why do I have to like wait like an hour for this thing to upload? whereas with 5G, LTE is fine for everything that people do with mobile right now. So what it's going to take is for someone to come up with the killer app or the killer product, whether it's wearables that are constantly communicating what you're seeing to someone else and constantly having to receive what other people are seeing, or whether it's just simply the idea of cable companies wanting to stop having to lay new cable and wanting to simply build towers instead. It's going to take a long time for anybody to adopt. Even the Motorola, I think, was bragging about how this new phone that they're selling is going to be the first one that will be 5G compatible, because it's that model that they have where it has pogo pins in the back, so you can slap on like a camera, slap on a battery. So they're promising that sometime in the future they're going to build like a 5G thing you can slap onto that. Samsung too has said one 5G phone next year, and you know that they're pretty much planning that they're only going to be selling it to people who are in the business who need to test out 5G networks. So yeah, it could take a few years for this to become important. And even when it becomes important, it might not be important for a phone to have it.